Our friend Demetrius Ivory, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV. He's with us. He joins us every Tuesday at this time. Are you one of those leaf peepers? Like, do you take a road trip to see the colors changing?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. It's just me and you, Demetrius. Nobody else on the show does this.
Since I was able to drive, there is nothing like a crisp fall morning when the leaves are changing color, you know, kind of before everybody gets up, you know, so you're saying, you know, 7, 8 in the morning, just driving down country roads and looking at leaves. I love that. I go up to Door County sometimes, and Wisconsin is just spectacular. Michigan, spectacular. I love it.
Yeah, me too. Go ahead.
No, I love it too. I love to do it.
He's lying.
I get up early in the morning and
he's lying, isn't he?
Take it in. All by myself, you see your breath coming out and the leaves falling down. And
I got to get his address because you're selling this high. And one day I'm going to show up. We're both going to show up at your house and we're going to have some coffee and we'll be able to see our breath. And you're going to be really upset that we're getting you up at 7, 8 in the morning on a Saturday.
Well, you know what he does? He opens his laptop and he looks at him online.
It's what webcams are for, Demetrius.
That is very true. That is very true. There was an eclipse that just went, the lunar eclipse, and everyone's like, we can't see it. I'm like, pull up a browser.
Hey, people just north of us saw the northern lights over the past few days, too. I mean, spectacular pictures.
Right. Well, you know what? We even got some from Indiana. But, we have that phenomenon. I wish someone would explain it, where you can't really see it with the naked eye. It's usually cameras. Right. That you take a picture and then you look at the picture and you see it there.
Right. I know it all has to do with exposure. Mm-hmm. And I've experienced that as well at the farm. That's why I want to go to Finland or Norway or Alaska. I want to see him with my own eyes.
Yes.
Yes. That's what I'm looking forward
Iceland.
To.
Somewhere fun, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody, the fall foliage map is right there at enjoyillinois.com. You can literally see when the leaves are going to change, but they say it's going to be a little later this year.
Yeah, potentially a little bit later. You know, we're really dry right now. So according to, everything that I've ever read, it's the change in light that changes the leaf colors. But I think we all kind of know weather plays a bit of a role in it also. So in this case, our peak times are probably still the same, mid-October for us around this area. If you want to see some now, you'd have to go pretty far north. But, early October, go north, and you can see them then. But remember last year, see them early, because if you remember last year, we were like this year, very dry, and, then all of a sudden we got a nasty windstorm, and it just knocked everything off. And yep. we went from just starting to change color to all of a sudden just, winter looking sticks with no leaves on them. So I say go early. I mean, the peak is supposed to be mid-October, but I would go as early as possible because we are dry. And, what happened last year could happen this year again. A pretty good storm could come, bring us 50, 60 mile per hour winds and just take away our chance this year.
Yeah, and it seems like they really do snap after a cold spell and then a heavy rain, and then boom, they illuminate. But yeah, it's a bummer when they all hit the ground. But I got to tell you, I have a tree that is completely yellow. It's a tulip tree. It's going to lose its leaves, and it's all because it is so dry.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, that's, that's stress, in that case. And we're not expecting any significant rain to come. Fortunately, we got that rain this previous Saturday. No real significant rain that we have coming our way. And with these warm temperatures, it's just not a good time for these leaves or for these trees, which are kind of transitioning into, their fall mode or, headed towards their winter mode. It's not a good time for it to be this dry and this warm. So really, when you see those maps, they're mostly made off of climatology. But in this case, I would say get out early because, if you didn't learn anything last year, you might learn it this year. Really dry conditions make those leaves just don't hold on to the branch very strongly. And a good storm here, and we've had some pretty good storms in November and December and even October, of course. A good storm can really just kind of make it where things look like winter.
I know Lisa's going to break, but I have a question for you. I've been watching you lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Smart man.
Well, I've got some notes I'm going to send to you. But how much of your forecast do you script out? Because
oh, gosh.
Well, no, I'm serious question, because there's so many statistics and things you're sort of, you know, spewing out and everything.
Spewing.
Well, okay. I'm struggling here. But, I mean it. There's a lot of words coming out of your mouth, and they can't all be written down.
None.
Nothing.
None. You know, when I was an intern, I practiced, and when I first started weather, my first day, I memorized everything I was going to say for 3 minutes. And couldn't remember my name once they came to me. And if you know, when you have something memorized, if you mess up, you're done. You can't get back.
So do you have cues, like what's coming next?
No.
Nothing.
I put the slides together, and it's just weather. You know weather. I mean, if I walked in and just didn't know, just came out of nowhere and just sat down, then I wouldn't really talk about stats. I pull up a set rad and just pull up the weather and just have a discussion about the weather systems that we're seeing. But it's just knowledge. It's just knowing what you're talking about. And then it just comes, it's an interesting subject to me, you know? So that's one really cool part about my job. The best part is forecasting and just kind of sitting there and saying, wow, look at this block pattern that's going on right here, you know? And then you just talk about it.
All right, we're going to get you to talk about that next. We want to know why it's so stinking dry. It's Demetrius Ivory from WGN-TV. Demetrius Ivory, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV, is with us. Another person said, this is a story of my life, Lisa and Demetrius. I went to Iceland hoping to see the Northern Lights. Skies were cloudy, and it's the same time they saw him in Chicago. I could have been here.
Oh, man. Ouch.
That hurts.
That happened with me with Hawaii. I want to see the volcano. First time I went, it erupted while I was hopping the plane to leave.
Oh.
Second time I went, about 4 days after, I left it. Kilauea erupted again. So, yeah. That's.
Do you get to stay at Tom Skilling's house when you go?
Yes, and he, you know what, it just so happened that he comes after me last couple times. He's come after me. So the day he landed, the volcano started erupting the first time.
Yeah,
and then this time, the day, like 3 days after he got there, the volcano erupted. I said, are you going to see it? He's like, I think I will. I might. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I think according to Facebook, he was at the top of – what is it?
Kilauea.
Yeah. Watching the whole thing.
Yeah, so was I. And all I saw was steam.
When are we going to get some rain? I am tired of trying to keep my perennials alive. They are dying at a rapid rate just because it's dry as a bone.
Well, I know. We are getting rain, which is going to come our way. Looks like this weekend. Not a very good chance, though. I mean, we're talking 30% chance, but it's 3 days in a row, Saturday, Sunday, into Monday. Not a very good chance. There's not going to be a lot of moisture to tap into, but any rain is beneficial. We do need some rain, and that's really all that's going to occur this weekend. And it's not good also because temperatures are so warm right now that, it really dries things out so quickly. Plants are stressed right now. If you are a gardener and you're just trying to keep something alive right now, I have a hibiscus plant that I'm trying to keep alive right now, and you got to water it.
Yeah, it's hard. It was 98 at the farm on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
I need that.
It felt like July. It didn't feel like September.
Well, what's interesting about this week is that upper level winds are guiding in very warm temperatures, but we have surface winds which are blowing off the lake. So, 98 for you guys. Lucky if you're 80, 85 in Chicago, and those and so right now we have this entire week we have surface winds which are coming off the lake, so it's really kind of throwing a wrecking ball to our forecast. I mean, because O'Hare today, for instance, right around 80, probably going to top out at 83, but then as you go out west, 90s. I need that 90 for
right. You have a bet.
Personal reasons. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a chance. I got Thursday. I got Wednesday and Thursday. But
those are quickly coming to an end, right?
Yeah, I don't, Right now, computer models are going mid-80s, upper 80s for Thursday. I'm just hoping to catch a break, you know. just a little bit of a southerly wind there, and then I got it there. But, yeah, warmer than normal, drier than normal. If you're a gardener and you're just trying to keep something alive for the next couple of weeks, you have to water. Mother Nature is not going to help you here. And it's so warm that you're certainly going to be looking at, like, stress plants.
What do you think as far as fall weather goes? We should ask you when the first snow is going to fly. That'll make you crazy.
No, I always give a prediction.
Oh, yeah? Are you ready to do that right now?
Uh-huh. Okay, I say Halloween because it's been that way the last couple of times. But I say first week of November.
First week of November.
I think it's going to be earlier than that, Lisa.
Give me the date, Steve.
Yeah. I'm going to say the 28th of October. This isn't measurable, right? This is just visible?
This is just visible, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say October 28th, about 2:30 in the afternoon. It's going to start like in Woodstock and then.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll stop there then.
Yeah, exactly, because it's.
The way, you know how I feel about climate forecasting. And you know what, Bertrand, your prediction right there could be just as accurate as mine. Come on. When is it going to snow?
Right.
I'm going December 1st.
Oh, no way. Oh, no way. I mean, are we betting this here? Are we betting, like, you know.
Demetrius, can you believe she said that? What was she thinking?
What was she thinking? I mean, look, like I said, I don't really believe in, you know, that long-range outlook. But as soon as she said that, I'm like, oh, no way. No,
now he's got an opinion.
That's not happening.
All right, give it to us. What can we expect over the course of the next few days into the weekend?
All right, so this is the last full week of summer, and it's going to feel like it. And we'll see temperatures climbing into the mid-80s for the next 3, maybe 4 days. Friday, we should see a cool down, but that still may be, we still may be looking at temperatures climbing into the low 80s, where a normal high this time of the year is the mid 70s. Saturday and Sunday, we do cool down more, kind of more seasonal numbers, high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s, with a chance for showers and thunderstorms as you get into Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Fall begins on Monday, and we'll be back in the low 80s. So if you are a gardener, if you have some of those plants that you just want to keep alive or just keep them from being stressed, you're going to have to water them this week. And hopefully this weekend there will be certainly cooler temperatures, but hopefully some rain also.
All right. We'll be watching you on TV tonight.
All right.